Presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that a 30% federal investment tax credit for solar electric, capped at $2,000 for homes, expires at the end of 2008. More information at solarworksca.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Watching television has never been complicated, but the process of getting television is going through some big changes.
On February 17, 2009, all full-power broadcast TV stations are going 100% digital.
Tony Wilhelm is Director of Consumer Education for the Television Conversion Program of the U.S. Department of Commerce.
That means they're turning off their analog signals, and some consumers are going to be affected by that. These are the people that get their TV via an antenna, whether it's a rooftop antenna or rabbit ears, so they may have an older model TV. They're going to need to take action before that date, or their TVs are not going to work anymore.
To be clear, that's true only if you do not get your television signal from a cable or satellite service.
TV sets connected to cable or satellite are not affected by this transition. Those folks are going to be okay. We're talking about the 13 million or so households nationally that received their TV over the air through an antenna.
Wilhelm was in the Bay Area to help spread the word about the coming digital conversion. Even though the changeover is still more than 7 months away, you can now get a coupon distributed by the government to help offset the cost of purchasing a digital converter box. That will allow older TV sets to receive the new digital signals. And he says lots of viewers are already making use of them.
Over a million coupons have actually been redeemed. We've sent out close to 14 million coupons. So the consumer demand for this program has been very strong.
As the changeover date gets closer, Wilhelm expects that number to get much larger. And he says they are prepared to meet the demand.
We have a budget of $1.5 billion, which is enough for about 33.5 million coupons redeemed. About 14 million have gone out, but not all of those will be redeemed. For example, we're hearing that about 32 million digital TVs will be sold this year. But we think we have enough funds and enough coupons for folks who need them.
Anyone who gets a digital converter, and they're available at most consumer electronics outlets, can put it to use right away, Wilhelm notes. There's no need to wait until next February.
You can plug them in immediately and start getting digital TVs. You'll also get all the side channels. Your public broadcasters, your commercial broadcasters are now broadcasting multiple channels. And so when you actually scan for channels in your community, you're likely to get many more channels.
For instance, our sister station, KRCB-TV, now has two digital channels already in operation. And if you're wondering what's going to happen to the space on the spectrum where those old analog television signals have been all these years, Wilhelm says it'll get put to good use.
We're taking some of the spectrum away from the broadcasters, freeing it up for different uses. One, we're giving it to our first responders in our communities, our police and firefighters. It's a better part of the spectrum. The broadcasters really have the beachfront property, and so we think the police and firefighters deserve part of that spectrum as well. So we're giving that to them, as well as we're auctioning it off to next-generation telecommunication services so consumers will have more choices down the road in terms of new and innovative services.
There's more information about the coming digital conversion and how to get your own coupons online at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.